Hello everyone, welcome to Callum's Curious Creatures podcast, and I'm here with even more anticipating animal facts as I'm sure to spice up your day. Today, we're going to be taking a look at alligators. Sink your teeth into these fascinating facts, but do so quickly as this podcast is going to be quite snappy. With no time to dilly-dally, let's roll out the facts. These reptilian rapscallions make their hunting grounds in the murky waters of the United States, specifically Florida, Texas, North and South Carolina, just to name a few. The reason they lurk in these places are due to alligators being cold-blooded, like most reptiles in general, meaning that their body temperature changes alongside the environment, and since the waters of the United States are generally jacuzzi-like, this means that alligators could stay warm without needing to bask in the sun, which they need to do on a regular basis to avoid becoming crocodile popsicles. Don't expect to see these overgrown handbags in the UK, however, as the waters are much too cold for them to thrive in. Anyways, since people tend to get a little mixed up when it comes to comparing crocodiles to alligators, I'll be your jawsome saviour and point out the differences. For starters, looking at the snout can help you sniff out who's who, as alligators have a wider U-shaped snout, whereas crocodiles have a sharper V-shaped snout. Appearance-wise, alligators come in much darker colours, and their lower teeth remain hidden, and crocodiles are the complete opposite, with a much more greenish appearance and a much more toothier grin. Similar to crocodiles, alligators prefer a much more stealthier method of hunting prey, since they lack the stamina needed for a high-speed chase, like tigers. Instead, they submerge themselves in the murky waters as they slowly advance towards their prey, with only their eyes peeking out to keep watch of the unsuspecting prey. And once they're close enough, the greedy gator launches itself out of the water and clamps its powerful bear trap-like jaws down on its prey, before dragging them down to the waters below, where they'll meet a watery grave. And to make matters worse, an alligator has a whopping bite force of 2,000 pounds per square inch, whereas lions only have 600, and us humans only possess a flimsy 120. And alligators aren't fussy eaters, mind you, as their diet consists of fish, snakes, birds, small mammals, and even turtles. Safe to say, it's probably for the best not to stay for lunch with an alligator, even if it told you it was a vegetarian. Alright then, that's enough jibber-jabbering from me today. Tune in next week to learn some more curious creatures facts from the Walking Encyclopedia of Wildlife itself. Callum, see you later!